So we're now in Rosh Mem Gibel. This is Chesed Tzadik. This next, we're going to do two Oshios tonight. This next one's a very scary one, a dangerous one, and hopefully you'll be careful with this one, but I'm going to learn with you anyways. Tzadik writes that Pamim, there are times the Yesh Adam Omed B'Nisayon Gadol Kol Kach, where a person is faced with an incredible challenge, incredible test in Nisayon, until Ad She'yef Shalo Shalo Yechta, until he gets to such a place where it's impossible that he won't sin. He's so overtaken by the Yetzer Hara, there's no way for him to turn. There's no way for him to turn back. It happens to be very appropriate for this week's Parsha, Parsha Kisisa, which discusses the Cheder Ego, to quote from the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was told to by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, is it fair what you did to Klal Yisrael? You left them with all the gold and silver, and did you not expect them to do anything wrong? And Moshe Rabbeinu gives a mashal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, mashal adam shayya lo ben, a person has a child, he bathed him, he dressed him, he fed him, he was healthy, strong, and put a pouch of money across his neck, and placed him in front of a Beis Zonos. What do you want the healthy young boy to do? What do you expect, Kadosh Baruch Hu? I understand. So here you have the whole Maisa of Cheder Ego. How that parallels with each other is not discussing the drasha right now, but Lamaisa. So Moshe Rabbeinu wiggled out of this to protect Klal Yisrael, that what would a trial do in this case? It was mamish nechshev anus gamur. Am Yisrael, this boy in this mashal, was mamish anus gamur. And Am Yisrael was mamish anus gamur. What do you expect? And the din is anus rachmana patra. When a person's in a case of onus, the Gemara darshens that a person's pater. So sometimes, says Rabbi Tzadik, a person is in such a nisayon. He's in such a challenge which is impossible to overcome, where he's called onus. He's not controlling his own body. He's not controlling what he says. He's not controlling what he looks at. Mamish onus rachmana patra. V'gam ba'asotas ha'yetzer. When the Yetzirah attacks us, it has these strategies, the tactics to get us. B'tokav otzim, with the strong, potent magnitude of the Yetzirah. She'ef shalinatz, we can't defeat it. Sometimes the Yetzirah is so strong, it's impossible to overcome. Sha'ech onus. There we have onus. And I'm Ashkaz B'Ksubis, Gabi Tchilas B'Ones, beginning with onus. And Afil Tzavach Slavasov, a woman was initially overtaken by onus, and then she screamed to the end. Without getting to the details here, but the Gemara explains that Yetzirah Bashta, that she was overcome. She was overcome with the Yetzirah. She was initially forced, and then she said, you know, leave the guy. Let him do what he needs to do. And the Gemara says she was overtaken by Yetzirah. She didn't really want that. That's onus gamur. Sometimes the Yetzar is so powerful, so great, a person, Yefshar Ba'adam Lakof, a person can't overcome it. That's onus gamur, and there's no punishment, and perhaps it's not even an Isser. Now, the challenge with this, what's difficult with this, is sometimes a person could use this as a justification to do this. A person could say, oh, okay, fine, my Yetzirah, I can control myself and give up, let the Yetzar just take over, which of course is a terrible, terrible thing. So that's why he adds here at the end that about ha'adam atmo, the person himself, eini yachal lahayid al atmo, you can't testify about yourself. May you really had strength. So when a person is fighting Yetzer Hara, he can never just give up. You have to fight hard. Now there are instances where a person succumbs to Yetzer Hara, where the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge him, not you to judge yourself. You cannot use this as an excuse to do things, Rav Tzadik says. But explaining sometimes, that's how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. Now that's important to know, not to Chasam use this to justify anything you guys do. But leading to the next point. The next point, what he writes in Oz Mem Dalad, we see how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. It's something I like to talk about a lot, this concept of Mishi Yeshlo Tshuka Gadol L'Taivas Aguf. A person who's got a strong tshuka for a taivas. Whether a taiva is a delicious salami made by Akiva, whether the taiva is to eat a nice steak, whether taiva is a taivas nashim, taivas mamon, taivas kavod, person chased after honor and respect, whatever the taiva might be. I was talking to someone from my shul on Shabbos. I won't say what group of yidden he was describing, but he works with a lot of these yidden, religious yidden, and they say the first question they ask you is, how much money do you make? Which is a very strange question. In their circles, in their culture, that's very normal, accepted. In our circles, it's not accepted. You don't share how much money you make. But in their circles, they're so money driven, that's the first question they ask. How much money do you make? And they all talk about how much money. It's a race. Who makes more money? So there are different types of tithes out there. So, says Reb Tzadok, a very, very important thing. A person who's got such a chukka gadola, the tithe is a guf. A person has a strong addiction to something related to a bodily function, a bodily need, a bodily want. Al yisatze bazeh, a person should not be saddened by this. Lachshov and think, kama pogum yeshli chukka. I'm a terrible person. I've got such a terrible chukka and tiber for terrible things. It could make a person sad and depressed. Ki adrava. Hu kli muchan litokaf avas hu chukas drishas emes. The greater passion you have in this world, that means you could apply and readjust and rechannel your chukka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone here who's got a shiva, everyone's got typhus. I'm stronger than others, but we all have strong typhus to something in this world. That means you have a passion for something in this world. You're here in yeshiva to try to rechannel that passion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for drishas ha'emes, to understand, to seek out the truth. That's what the goal is here, to just rechannel it. He quotes that Labaye in the Gemara tells us famously that Las Lava Lil Tzadikim Nidma, when they're all going to cry, the Shech the Yitzhara. So Tzadikim are going to cry the Yitzhara Kahar. It's going to appear to them like a mountain. And for the Risham, it's going to appear Kichudasara, like a thread. Venu Shekha, this is not a lie, he says Rav Tzadok. This is the MS. Rakshneim MS, they're both true. Hila'elu Chukasam Tavasam Atsuma Biyoser. Tzadikim have a very strong taifa. A strong taiva they have, and they were able to apply their taiva to ruchnius, to kedusha. That means any person who's got a chukka for anything in this world, it's not an easy feat, but just to rechannel your chukka to something else. I must have shared this in the past, but I remember once I was sitting in the Kol Elyon in NYU. It's a very nice Kol El, it's an exclusive Kol El. I was sitting around wondering once that of the 16 of us who were in Kol El, 10 of us played sports, high school sports, which is at a high level, our level. And I was wondering why that was. Because I was thinking of, you guys are too young for this, but maybe you heard of Archie Comics? Archie, right?
Still around.
Was it Archie? That wasn't Archie. There's another one. Was it Archie? Yeah, there's a guy, Moose. Right, uh-huh. A guy, Moose. So Moose was like a big athletic guy, but he wasn't very intelligent. So you didn't really line up the athletes with the intelligence. So I was wondering around the room why that was the case, why the athletes were now all learning shtark in yeshiva. And, this is the thought, that a person who's athletic, a person who likes sports, is driven, he's got a passion, drive to accomplish, he's got goals, he sets himself, he pushes himself, pushes himself, pushes himself. So if you could take that and channel it into the base medrash, that same chukka, a person likes to play basketball, a person likes to play hockey, a person likes to play tennis, whatever it might be, you could channel that same drive in the base medrash. My wife today, she was shopping, and it's big news, those from the Five Towns, bingo opened up, and it was familiar bingo. It was huge for us, and it literally huge, but financially, the prices are incredibly high everywhere else, so bingo just brought the prices down significantly. My wife was there shopping today, she bumped into somebody whose brother davened in the shul and said, "Oh, I heard that your husband, talking about me, your husband, he played in Frisch basketball. They were so impressed." Like, that's what they shared about that. I gave a drasha last week about that piece. But, the point is people like to connect to those things. But the drive a person has when he plays sports, if you guys like to play sports, you could apply that same drive in the base medrash. So the Baal Shem Tov explains. He says, Ezu Gibur, who's called the Gibur? And the Mishnah says, Hakovish is Yitzhak, person who overcomes his Yitzhara. It's a very hard thing. It's a very hard thing. Therapists have different approaches how to deal with someone who goes through addiction. 12 steps is a very, very incredible program. But Hakovish is Yitzhak, to overcome the Yitzhara is a very, very hard thing. Very hard. That's a Gibur. You know what the Baal Shem Tov says? Baal Shem Tov says, Reb Tzadok following his footsteps, says, you know what Hakovish also means? It doesn't only mean conquer. Hakovish means, it's a funny word, but application, but it means to pickle something. You take a cucumber, you put it in vinegar, you salt, pepper, garlic, whatever else you want to put in, and you let it sit there. You let it soak. You let the cucumber pickle itself the flavors of all that, and after weeks, months, whatever it takes to make it, you have now a tasty pickle. You've transformed the cucumber, which is just a cucumber, into now a pickle that tastes, those who like pickles, it tastes yummy. Says Baal Shem Tov, Ezu Gibra HaKovesh is Yitzro. We all have Yitzharas. We all have passion. Yitzhar means there's a drive to do something. We all have a drive for something. It could be steak, it could be salami, it could be sports, it could be the base menu. So a person has to take his passion, his Yetzer, and just pickle it. He's got to fine-tune it. He's got to put it in the right frame. He's got to put himself in the right atmosphere, with the right base medrash, the right yeshiva, the right rebbeim, the right friends, the right environment. And then a person could take the Yetzer Hara, and that's a gibor. That's a gibor. And a person, if you have a challenge in life, the hardest thing to do is try to crush it. It's going to come back up. It's just crushing. You can't crush it. You could rechannel it. Rechannel. Person, you know, is upset about something. He's angry. He's built up. That's a certain Yetzirah that's in him. Instead of taking it out on someone, go for a run. Use that energy and use it elsewhere. Go build something. Go work out. But the point is to take any energy you have, any drive you have, and to plug it into something positive. That's what he says here. Sometimes Yetzirah is so strong that it overcomes us and we have to give up. But you never give up. But Kadosh Baruch will be the judge of that, of course. But the lesson here is to take the drive and to apply it to the positive.